Meanwhile, Sheriff Forrest, can a decent law-abiding citizen get some justice around here?
Well, for goodness sake, Mo Finnan, what brings you to the sheriff's office?
Thieves, that's what. Dirty, sneaking, dadgum sneak thieves.
Thieves? I didn't think you had anything worth... I mean, what was stolen, Mo?
Melons, that's what. Darn kids sneaking into my melon field.
Kids, don't miss this exciting story of the melon patch. And to tell it, here's Smiling Ed McConnell.
Yes, kids, you'd better come running. It's old Smiling Ed and his Busta Brown gang. I got you. But there's only one kind of shoes for me. Good old Buster. Yes, sir, kid. Buster Brown is on the air out here in Hollywood with Smiling Ed, Screeching Loud, Midnight the Cat, and Froggy the Gremlin. And we're going to start our program off right now with our story. Well, kids, our story today is a dandy. And it's entitled The Melon Patch Murder. And, of course, the story starts in a melon patch.
Hey, Skinny, be quiet.
Gosh, Duffy, I tripped over a melon vine.
Watch where you're going. You know, old Mo Finnan is a mean guy.
Well, we shouldn't be swiping his melon. Plenty of farmers don't care if we do swipe a couple.
What's the fun in that? It's only fun when the guy gets mad and chases us. Come on.
I'm scared. Old Mo told all over town that he'd cut loose with a shotgun next time he caught any kids swiping his melons.
Oh, he couldn't hit the side of a barn. Even if he did shoot us, he'd use rock salt or shells. Then we get out of school, because you can't sit down.
Yeah. But, well, I think I'd rather go to school.
Hey, stop. What's the matter? Boy, there's a farm with a bunch of big ones. Let's try these.
Okay, you something.
Yeah.
Try this one. You sure that one's good and ripe?
Sure, I'm sure. They don't call me Thumpy for nothing. I'm the best melon thumper in Bascom County. Let me bust it.
Oh, boy, look at that.
Yeah. I guess so.
Yeah.
Good, huh?
Okay.
Hey, you dead dummy! Get out of there!
Oh, you bet. I know you're going to like this funny story. But say, kids, before we go on with today's story, don't forget to get in on our exciting school days jamboree. It's on right now. Yes, sirree, right now, down at your own Buster Brown shoe dealers. And it's the one and only place in town where you can get that super-duper new Buster Brown comic book, number 28. Say, you can't buy this swell comic book anywhere. No, sir. But you can get it free from your Buster Brown shoe man while the big school days jamboree is on. And, kids, that means right now. And while you're there, old Smiling Ed wants you to look at that swell lineup of Buster Brown shoes for going back to school. Yes, sirree, the kind my Buster Brown gang wears. And, kids, you won't want to miss out on this new Buster Brown comic book. Oh, there's an exciting story in it about Tanya the space siren, and one about Gunga and his great bull elephant Teeler, too. And while you're there, get your genuine Buster Brown going back to school shoes, too. Just remember, all Buster Browns have a picture of Buster and Tige right inside the shoe. That's right.
Look for that picture of the boy and his dog inside the shoe. Then you know they're genuine Buster Brown shoes.
That's my dog, Ty. He lives in a shoe. I'm Buster Brown. Look for me in there, too.
That's right. Look for the picture of the boy and his dog inside the shoe. Then you know they're genuine Buster Brown shoe. Now let's get back to our story. Well, when Skinny and Thumpy, who was called Thumpy because he was the best melon thumper in Bascom County, decided to raid old Mo Finnan's melon patch late one night, they got into real trouble. Old Mo had told all over town that he'd shoot the first kid he caught stealing his melons. And when he saw Skinny and Thumpy, he really let go with his old double-barrel shotgun. Boys got away all right. But old Mo was mighty angry, and next morning he went to see Sheriff Forrest.
Well, Sheriff Forrest, can a decent law-abiding citizen get some justice around here?
Oh, for goodness sake. Mo Finnan, what brings you to the sheriff's office?
Thieves, that's what. Dirty, sneaking, dad-gum sneak thieves.
Thieves? I didn't think you had anything worth it. I mean, what was stolen, Mo?
Melons, that's what. Darn kids sneaking in my melon field.
Well, shucks, Mo. All the kids swipe melons this time of the year. Used to do it myself when I was a kid. As a matter of fact, I almost swiped one from Sam Seaford's patch night before last.
Well, what a fine, upstanding sheriff we got. Well, let me tell you something. I cut loose last night with my shotgun. And if you ain't going to help me, then I'm going to get real tough.
But it can't get much tougher than a shotgun, Mo. You'd better be careful, though. You wing one of those kids and you're in trouble.
Okay. Okay, you decided me. I know where I can buy an ex-army dog. That's what. A dog. In the army, they called him Savage. Because he's so doggone mean, he keeps biting himself. No. Take it easy, Savage. Take it easy. Here, we go in here. Yeah, in here.
Holy smoke, Mo. Keep that animal away from me.
German shepherd dog, that's what he is. Come out of the army. Like I said, real bad. Vicious.
You sure?
Yeah, watch. Savage, sit. See that? Trained real good. Savage, stay. See that? Answers commands. Now wait. Let me get a good hold of this here leash, and then I'll show you something. Now you stay right where you are, Sheriff. Savage, attack!
Turn him off! Stop him, off! Turn him off!
Quick now, Savage. Quick. Down. Kind of even scares me.
Mo, you aren't going to turn a wild beast like that loose in your place, are you?
I sure am. I'm going to put up a sign. Dangerous dog. And people got to stay out. I know my rights. I know the law. So you better warn them there melon thieves.
How about you carrying the scarecrow for a while?
No. Okay. Gimme.
There.
You sure your mom isn't going to get mad about the scarecrow we made?
Nah.
But the sweater and the breeches are good ones.
Don't fit me no more.
Pop's going to be awful mad if he finds out you use his hat on a scarecrow.
I don't fit him no more anyway. Not since he got ball-headed. Look, up there, at the end of old Moe's melon patch, that little hill. See? The moonlight shines real bright up there. Now, that's where we'll put it. Then we'll sneak back down here to the lower end of the patch where it starts and eat all we want. And if he comes, we'll shoot the dummy. Come on. Okay, stop. We're going to set it up. He'll hear us if we pound the stake in the ground.
Well, that's easy. That's why I made the stick so pointy. I'm going to jam it in the smell. See? Now, you're going to put the hat on it.
There. Hey, it looks like a real kid.
Yeah. Come on, let's go.
Easy, Savage. Don't pull on the leash so hard.
Be quiet.
Shh. If they're there, they'll kill you. Now, go easy. Now, let's sneak through these bushes now. And we'll catch them. Aha! You see there? I knowed I heard him. There's one of them standing straight up in the moonlight. Well, right now we end the sheer melon stealing, Savage. Attack! Oh, my gosh! Oh, look at him go for that kid! Oh, my gosh, he's tearing the kid to pieces! No, Savage, come back! Come back, help!
But, Sheriff, I tell you, that dog ripped the kid to shreds. Oh, the poor kid. He tried to run 3 or 4 times.
Now, wait a minute, Mo.
Wait, nothing. I tell you, the kid's dead. Why, that dog ripped off one of his arms and he flung it 40 feet up in the air. Why, he even ripped that kid's head off. Roll down the hill, that's what it did. With the hat still on it.
Well, this is mighty hard to believe, Mo. Are you sure?
Sure. Blood all over everything. Why, I tell you, that kid is scattered all over my melon patch.
Well, what did you do with the dog?
Do with him? Why, he was still tearing at the last few mortal remains when I left.
You left that wild beast running loose? Why, you fool, if he's done what you said, he might kill a dozen people before we catch him.
Oh, gosh, I never thought of that.
Why, you ornery, selfish old coot. Come on, we've got to round up that dog.
Good, huh?
Yeah.
Huh? Hey, somebody's pooch.
Hi, Mutt. Come here.
Hey, he's a nice dog, huh, Skinny?
Yeah, I'll say.
Come here, pooch. Hi, boy. Hey, look out. You can't crawl on my lap. Hey, quit licking my face.
Hey, that's funny. A big mutt like that, he thinks he's a lap dog.
Yeah. Hey, I think you want some melon. Want some, Pooch?
Hey, look at there. He likes watermelon.
Well, that's nothing. I had a dog once that used to eat spinach.
He must have been nuts. That stuff is poison.
Gosh, I think I've had enough watermelon to last me
a whole... Hey, you kids! Kids, get away from that dog! He's a killer!
Well,
don't run, boys. He'll jump you.
Gosh, it's the sheriff.
Oh, gosh, please don't arrest us. We didn't do nothing. Much?
Well, I'm glad we got here in time. Mo, get the leash on that animal.
Yes, sir. Come here, Savage. There. I got him, Sheriff.
Boys, the other lad who was with you, I guess, well, you haven't seen him, huh? About the past half hour, I suppose. Huh?
There wasn't no other boy with the sheriff.
Yes, there was. Now, quickly, who is he? What's his name?
Well, we call him Dummy. You see, Sheriff... Well, we made a dummy out of some old clothes and set it there so Mr. Finnick could shoot a shotgun at it so we could come down to this end and swipe melons.
Where?
His head rolled down the hill, huh? Poor kid tried to run, huh? Flung his arm up in the air, huh?
Well, how'd I know it was a dummy? That's what would have happened if it was a real kid. This here dog's a killer.
A killer? This dog? Heck, he thinks he's a lap dog. He's been eating melon with us. He's a nice gentle guy, ain't you, Pooch?
Gentle, huh? Been eating watermelons with the kids. Oh, wait till the boys at the firehouse hear this.
No. Look, Forrest. Promise not to say anything. Please, promise.
Okay, I'll promise if you stop this yelling around about a few melons.
Oh, I will. I promise. Across my heart. Boys, from now on, you can have all the melons you want.
You mean you don't care?
All you want.
Oh, what fun is that?
Look, he wants to go with you, Thumpy.
Yeah.
No, wait a minute. You like this here dog, Sonny?
Boy, I sure do.
Well, here he is, then. Take him along.
You mean he's my harness?
Yeah, he sure is.
Now, wait a minute. Remember this now, boys. There's one thing you must never say to this dog. Don't ever say, attack.
Hey, let me. Hey, pull him off. Help.
Oh, I knew you'd like that story. That was a dandy. And now, kids, old Alkali Pete the cowboy will be busting in here pretty quick. So I want to remind all my buddies how to find the store that sells Buster Brown shoes. Oh, then you'll all know where to get your free copy of our new comic book. Boy, it's so easy, kids. Just pick up your telephone book. Then you turn to the yellow pages until you come to the heading called Shoes. And right there under the heading of Shoes, you'll find the name Buster Brown Shoes. And right below that, the name and address of the shoe store nearest you that's featuring the Big School Days Jamboree. Now, just as soon as you find out where your Buster Brown dealer is, you hustle right down to that School Days Jamboree. Get your swell new back-to-school shoes. Yes, sirree. And oh, ask for that big, exciting, free comic book. You better take Mother along with you, because she'll want to see all the dandy new Buster Brown styles at that jamboree, too. Yes, indeed. Now, let's see. Oh, yes, Squeaky the Mouse. I guess you can play your little music box now. Yeah, I guess you can. Get a hold of the crank.
Howdy, partners. How's Smiling Ed's gang today?
Oh, my goodness, kids. It's Alkali Pete the Cowboy.
Thank you, partners, and I've got a wonderful story for you about...
Oh, just a minute, Alkali Pete. You know, Squeaky's all ready to play his little bitty music box for us. Let's let him do it. You like that.
Yeah, sure will. And he sure is cute.
Oh, you bet he's cute. Okay, Squeaky, go ahead and wind it up. Oh, I think that's enough for this little tune. Press the button. Play it. There you go. See him? Isn't he cute? Look at him. Take him out there. Let the kids see you, Squeaky. Isn't he cute when he's dancing around there in that field? Come on over here, Squeaky, and dance. Isn't he cute, kid? Well, now stay by your music box. Don't come over here and go down on the piano like that. You get back there, you got to turn it off. Yeah, that's it. He turned it off. Oh, boy. No, he didn't. Well, anyway, he's got a fine friend. Oh, my, that was just so fine, Squeaky.
He's a right smart little critter, he is.
You bet he is, Alkali Pete. You know, Squeaky is a very talented musician. And I think I'll just remind all my buddies right now that next Saturday, I want all my buddies to be with us. Now, be sure to look in your newspapers next Saturday to find out what station. Did you like Squeaky playing Alkali Pete?
Well, that's kind of pretty music, but I'm a rough, tough cowboy. I like them cowboy songs.
Oh, you do, huh? Well, all right, I think we've got one to suit you. How do you like this one? Out in Arizona, where the bad men are, the only thing to guide you is an evening star. The roughest, toughest man by far is Ragtime Cowboy Joe. Got his name from singing to the cows and sheep. Every day the same seems to hurt to sleep. In a bass so rich and deep, crooning soft and low. He always sings, swinging music to the cattle as he swings. Back and forward in the saddle on a horse. That's sophisticated, with such a funny meter to the roar of his repeater. Howdy, run!
here's a fella's gun because the western folks all know. He's a highfalutin, shoutin', shootin' son of a gun from Arizona, ragtime cowboy Joe. He always sings, swingin' music to the cattle as he swings. Back and forward in the saddle on a horn. Daddy sent the faded gator to such a funny meter to the floor of his repeater. Hard to run! Hear the fella's gun because the western folks all know. He's a highfalutin, shoutin', shootin' son of a gun from Arizona. Ragtime cowboy, ragtime cowboy, ragtime cowboy Joe.
Nice. Oh, I guess that was kind of nice, Midnight the Cat. And now, Froggy the Gremlin, you'd better become visible so the kids can see you.
No, no, no. Don't let that little 8-inch varmint appear till I get through in the story.
Oh, yes, we gotta do it. We gotta do it. Plunk your magic twanger, Froggy. Hiya, kid. Hiya, hiya.
Hey, I'd rather fight engines than have that 8-inch imp around me.
Oh, now you be good, Froggy, while Alkali Pete tells his story. All right, Alkali Pete, start your story right at the beginning.
Well, today I'm going to tell you kids a story of the Old West. An experience I had when I was a little boy. I was riding in the stagecoach with father and mother when we was attacked by Indians. Mother and I was in the stagecoach, but Mama wasn't afraid of the Indians.
Well, she was an Indian.
Eh, Mama was an Indian. No, no, she wasn't no Indian. My father was on top of the stagecoach, and when the Indians started to shoot at him...
He fainted.
Yes, sir, Daddy fainted. No! 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 He was a brave man. He had a double-barrel shotgun. One barrel was loaded with buckshot, and the other barrel...
was loaded with rainwater.
Sir, it was loaded with rainwater. With a squirt gun. No, 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 no. You made me say the wrong thing. My father was a wonderful shot with a shotgun. When he aimed at an engine...
he hit a bird.
You bet he shot a bird. No, no. God darn it. He shot the engine he was aiming at. The stagecoach driver was whooping the horses, and the Indians were riding alongside us, a-yelling and a-shooting. One engine rode up alongside the coach. When he saw my face in the window...
he died laughing.
Sir, he died laughing. No, he didn't. No, no, no. I was wearing a 10-gallon hat, and when the shot hit it...
2 gallons ran out.
Sir, it did. Blew 2 gallons right out of my 10-gallon hat. No! No! The horses pulling the stagecoach were wonderful big...
Shetland ponies.
Yes, sir. Great big Shetland ponies. No! 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 Oh, no. Shetland ponies are little horses. These were great big horses.
Big as gophers.
Sure, as big as gophers. No! Not like gophers. Be quiet. Oh, suddenly the stagecoach stopped. The engines had grabbed the reins. My father jumped off the coach and began to wrestle with an engine. The engine was going to scalp my father. I pulled out my knife and I ran toward the engine.
You scalped your father.
I'll say I did. I scalped my father. No! I didn't scalp my father.
Your father scalped you.
Yeah, my father scalped me. No, that isn't right. The Indians had my father down. I ran up with a knife drawn. The Indians saw me coming in the yell.
Happy birthday to you.
Yeah. Happy birthday to you. No! 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 He stabbed at my father with his knife, and he just shaved my father's cheek. And the Indians screamed.
Shaving a haircut, 6 bit.
Yeah, shaving a haircut, 6 bit. No! 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 The Indians screamed, and my mother came running up, and she had a 6-shooter. She shot the engine just as he let out a savage war whoop. It froze my blood when I heard him yell.
Yakahoolikadoola.
Yakahoolikadoola. No, no, no. Stop it, stop it. Suddenly we heard a bugle blow. It was a troop of U.S. soldiers. And the man riding out in front...
with Bugs Bunny.
You bet it was Bugs Bunny. No. It was General.
General Newsom.
Yes, sir. General Newsom. No, no, no. It was a very famous general.
General Delivery.
That's right, General Delivery. No, 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 no. It was General Custer, a man who became famous as an Indian fighter. He shot Injun.
With a cap gun.
Certainly with a cap gun. No, 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 no. Ah, let me out of here. I'm going back with the deer and the antelope play.
Oh, my poor old Alkali Pete. Now, kids, here's what our story's about next Saturday.
Run, Father. The moose charges.
Oh, yes, 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 sir. Kids, don't you miss our story of Little Fox, the Sioux Indian boy, when he hunts a giant moose next Saturday. We'll have other big doings next Saturday, too, and I'll tell you about them in just a minute. Kids, I sure don't want any of my gang to miss the big school day's jamboree at your Buster Brown dealers. No matter what. Kids, at the school day's jamboree, you'll see more Buster Brown shoes than you ever saw before. Long-wearing shoes, the kind that look nice, but can take lots of scuffing and playing at school, too. Now, here's another reason to hurry to the school day's jamboree. Ha-ha! Yes, sirree! You can get that big new Buster Brown comic book number 28 that all my gang's talking about. Yes, and buddies, I want to tell you, this is the best comic book of them all. Funny? Oh, my goodness, yes. And exciting, too. Now, you just ask your Buster Brown shoe man for a copy of that book. It's free for my Buster Brown gang. So, kids, get Mother to go with you. Then hustle down and get your free Buster Brown comic book and your going back to school Buster Brown shoes. But just remember to look inside the shoe for that picture of Buster and Tige.
That's my dog, Tige. He lives in a shoe. I'm Buster Brown. Look for me in there, too.
That's right. Look for the picture of the boy and his dog inside the shoe. Then you know they're genuine Buster Brown shoes. Kids, now don't miss our show next Saturday. It's big. We're going to have an exciting adventure with Little Fox, the Sioux Indian boy. Funny Mr. Shortfellow the poet will be here, and oh boy, will we have fun. Now, gang, don't miss our exciting story next Saturday. Midnight, the cat and Squeaky the mouse will be here, and oh yes, that old Froggy the gremlin will be popping up, too. And now, has everybody had fun around here today? That's wonderful, buddies. Don't forget church or Sunday school now. And be listening next Saturday. When you hear, "Hi, kids, come a-running."
I have to get my bus around now.